You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's time for Jeremy and for me to report on what is trending around the world. I was just reading this story about this couple in New York City. It's Lauren and Andrew. They'd only been married about a month, I think, when they found out that Lauren was with child. And then a few weeks after that, they discovered that she was not with child. She was with children.
Uh-oh.
They're reporting that she delivered, was conceived and delivered identical triplets.
Wow.
That's fairly rare. They say it's like 1 in 1 million. Hmm. Some others say it's more like 1 in 200 million, but let's put it this way. It doesn't happen a whole lot. But I was just saying that it's two babies conceived naturally, so what they call, Jeremy, spontaneous. You know all about that.
Spontaneous babies?
Mm-hmm. That's one fertilized egg splitting into three, and the embryos all share the same placenta. Anyway, identical triplets. Well, the thing is, maybe I better not say anymore. I don't know. Somebody referred to it as a true miracle. I'm like, well, no, I mean, it is science. I mean, it happens. Like, one in a million. Million is a lot, but at the same time, there's 7 billion people on the planet. It's not.
Is it a miracle or is it a nightmare?
You decide. Well, here's the thing. They found out they were going to have triplets 10 weeks after they got married. I mean, you think about you and Nicole. Man. You guys had at least, what, 5 years alone before you
had a while. Well, I guess then you're done. Maybe.
You are.
Depending on their lifestyle.
In more ways
maybe
than one.
Maybe you are done.
They are done. Scientists say it's time for you to stop tongue-kissing your dog. Quit letting your dog put its tongue in your mouth. Ugh. A new study in Spain found that dog owners are more likely to contract the coronavirus. They think what's going on, Jer, is that people are going out taking their dogs on walks. And out on the walks, the dogs are picking up the disease. And then they lick you on your face and pass it along to you.
All right, noted.
I don't understand the dog's tongue in your mouth. Anyway, I mean,
sometimes they're quick. They get you.
Quick, fine.
Sometimes
but
they're quick. But I know those people that sit there and like, oh, you're so cute, you're so cute. The dog's just going to town on their lips. And it's
disgusting.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking, have you seen what this dog's been doing with that tongue?
They lick their butt and stuff.
And they lick everything.
And stuff.
I mean, a dog will puke and then lap that up.
Sure will.
And then you're like, come here, stick your tongue in my
mouth. Yeah, baby.
Let's go back a second. Speaking of babies, the United States now is expected to have up to 500,000 fewer babies next year. Now, you would think this might go the other way around, that because of the pandemic and the lockdown, people are getting freaky deaky. They say, actually, a lot of people are deciding not to have babies because of the pandemic, so there could be as many as 500,000 fewer children
sure.
born next year.
Sure, it's a deterrent right now.
Well, that's going
Man.
On. And then the last thing I have is Tay-Tay, Taylor Swift. There was this big story. Remember about 18 months ago when her archenemy, Scooter Braun, purchased the company that owned Taylor Swift's first 6 albums? They had the rights to them. So he paid $300 million. Well, he just turned around and he sold just Taylor Swift's music alone. Not the rest of the label deal, but just her music. And he sold that for $300 million. So he's recouped all the money that he put in, plus the other stuff that he gets to keep.
Man.
Great business deal.
What a move,
As you might imagine, Jeremy, Tay-Tay is now once again very unhappy.
Oh, poor Tay-Tay.
The company that bought her music now is some company called Shamrock Holdings, and they reached out to her asking if they could work with her on everything. But Tay-Tay says she will not work with him. Instead, she's going to go back to her other plan of re-recording all of her earlier music so that she then regains control of it.
Okay.
So all those songs from, 10, 12 years ago, she's going to redo those.
So they'll be hers again. All right.
That's
kind of a slick move, too.
Deep down inside, this doesn't affect you, me, or not one of our listeners.
I feel bad for Taylor Swift and her net worth at an estimated $360 million. I feel so bad.
Right.
Aw.
I do understand, as as an artist, I understand the thing about somebody else suddenly having control of your property.
All your tambourine music. I know, man.
Right. I mean, I can see that, and that would bother me, too. But yeah. At the same time,
hey, it's business.
Business. And like you said, it's made her a third of $1 billion.
She's doing just fine.
What else is trending, sir?
Today is the 10th annual National Unfriend Day. Bye, Felicia. It's a day to simplify our connections online and unfriend or block anyone who does not add joy to our social networking experience. It's time to virtually weed your garden. So one lucky follower on my Instagram and Facebook will be unfollowed today. I'm just going to do it randomly. I'm going to do it randomly. Let's do it right now. Let me go on my Facebook. Give me a letter. Just give me a letter. Yeah.
For first name or last name?
First name.
Let's go. I'll tell you what. Here's a good one for you. First name starts with A.
A.
Because you got Aaron's, Angela's, Andrew's,
got an
Ashley's,
here's
Amanda's.
An Andrea. I don't know. Let's see what she's posted. Yeah, she's asking people for recipes. All right, I'm going to unfriend her. Bye, Andrea.
My God.
All right, I did my part. You're welcome. I'm down one.
She wakes up. She's like, hey.
Hey.
She goes,
hey, what happened?
Sorry. Parents, I am so sorry for reporting this. I'm kind of in the same boat as you right now. According to a new study out of Oxford University, playing video games can be good for your mental health. Oh, no. The kids are so hooked right now on the video games. The researchers found people who played video games had a better sense of well-being than people who didn't. And they say specifically the game Animal Crossing on the Nintendo Switch. They said if you play for 4 hours a day, this Animal Crossing game, you're a much happier human being.
Oh, no. Don't know about that.
I don't know about that specific game, but I know we're kind of trying to curtail how much Reed is on his Switch. He's on there a lot.
Listen to the Joe Rogan podcast that just came out this past Friday.
Okay.
He's talking with this guy named Adam Alter, and it's all about... It's kind of similar to that show we were talking about. What was the social whatever show on TV?
The Netflix one, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's similar to that, and this guy's just talking about, the statistics of addiction and screen addiction. Not just kids, but adults. And it is
I go back
pretty,
and forth.
It is eye-opening.
Yeah, it is. I mean, but then some of these kids turn it into a career, and they've got bazillion YouTube followers, and they go to these gaming competitions, and the next thing you know, they're millionaires.
Here's what I like about this interview. This guy is honest. He doesn't say screen time is bad. He acknowledges multiple times, hey, this stuff is really good for you in some ways, and it provides a lot. He's talking about certain aspects of it. And that's why I liked it. It was a very balanced interview, and I liked that.
One of the dark sides of it is when your son starts hacking into your phone to change the allotted time for his Nintendo Switch via the Nintendo app. So actually, it's funny because just last night, we had to have a talk with him about getting into my phone because he knows the phone password and upping his time limit on the app. So I had to go in yesterday and change my password on my phone now.
He's like a little Jeremy.
He sneaks. If he sees it, he'll sneak over, get into it, up the time, and then run off. Because we're like, how are you still playing? It's been 3 hours today, and you should only have an hour. How are you still playing? He's like, I don't know. It just randomly adds more time. Uh-huh.
He is truly your son.
Uh-huh.
That is great.
Right. You know what else he does? On the Switch, you can take screenshots. So he had a day where the time limit went to zero, and he had no more time, so he took a screenshot of it.
Okay.
But then he'll still go upstairs and play it and sneak it. So if we go up and be like, what are you doing? Are you playing your game? He's like, no, I was just looking at it. Look, see, here's my screen. Look, I have no time left. And he'll pull up the screenshot.
He may have outsneaked you.
He has a couple of times.
Wow.
Like, I want to be mad at him, but I'm like, this is pretty slick, buddy. You did a solid. You pulled the wool over my eyes.
Does that scare you a little bit?
Nah.
Think what he's about to start fooling you. Better check under his bed.
Dumb. They don't hide magazines anymore, buddy.
It's not magazines, dude. That's
hot weed?
Yeah.
He's nine.
Alcohol, weed.
All right. What else is going on?
Are you saying that none of our listeners have ever known a 9-year-old to do alcohol or weed?
No, I'm sure that they have.
Okay.
Probably less likely. He's probably more likely to sneak video game time than Jack Daniels right now.
All right, we'll see. He sees Daddy enjoying his cocktails.
Right. Here's a naughty little story about the perks from working from home. According to a new survey, just shy of 60% of millennials who've been working from home during the old pandemic say they've had a little adult time while on the clock.
What other story do you have?
I'll just say it hasn't all been the millennials.
Those who talk about it, you know.
Oh, you can text Nicole.
I have. Just in the last
hour. I'll text you during next time.
Ahead.
Guess what we're doing. And on the heels of that story, I do have to tell you this. It's your Fat America. You can now buy Cinnabon frosting by the pint.
Oh, my God.
Get a little of that and work from home and let the magic happen, huh? Cinnabon selling pints of its frosting for $6 during the holidays. You got to go pick it up in the store or have it, you know, delivered via one of those delivery apps. But hell's yes, right?
Not that hard to make, though, really.
Oh, my gosh, so good.
Just All get right. like 10 pounds of sugar.
It's so good. Clickbait me, Dom.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook with all the bad news and sadness in the world. I posted a hashtag good human story today. It's a video of a fisherman up in Maine describing how he saves little tiny birds that are blown offshore by strong winds and they land Aww. In the water. And when he's out fishing, he rescues these little birds that are struggling in the water. He puts them in the next to the heater on the boat and feeds mm-hmm. them chips and crackers. And they kind of become little friends while they're on the boat. And then he gets back to land and releases them. And it's just the sweetest video.
He's like a Disney princess
he
with
is.
All the birds flying
And he's
around
got
him.
The best Maine accent. So check it out. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
And your clickbait's brought to you by Boyer's Coffee, the smoothest tasting cup in the Rocky Mountains. Look for Boyer's Coffee in your local grocery store. And that's what's trending now with your boys in the morning.